What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, a lot of progress is made. I'm at home right now in Indiana and went for a ride. And a lot of those fields that look like they were never going to get in, you're seeing farmers start to get in them. Now, granted, June 5th through 10th is not the time you want to be planting corn in Indiana. But, they're going to do it. So they had a choice, go for PP or plant the crop, and the American farmer decided to plant the crop. So you'll see a few less prevent plant acres. And overall, I think it's a good thing. Although it was fun, the markets were going up. I was not a big fan of $7, $8 corn. We know what that did to our demand last time that happened.
What's that mean to yields if we're putting this corn in the I states in at this point in the season?
Well, we'll see how the summer weather goes, but I'd say that's not hot. You're definitely looking at a yield drag here. Putting corn in on June 10th. Month of June looks to be cold and wet here in the Midwest. So we're going to be lacking GDUs. You're going to hear a lot of talk about GDUs this summer.
We get the first conditions portion of the crop progress report today.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So a lot of the crop's not even out of the ground. They're going to tell you what the conditions are. That should be all over the map. We got a lot of information. We have conditions, what's left to be planted. Keep an eye on that soybean number. Still a lot of soybeans left to be planted. And then we have a little crop report tomorrow. USDA is going to let us maybe take a chance at readjusting numbers here.
Stock market, that's also pretty hot.
Stock market, absolutely on fire. And, of course, the president will take all the credit for that. And you're seeing crude oil start to bounce. And we got this Mexico deal done. It's interesting. So they are our second biggest buyer of a lot of our commodities. So, we love doing business with them.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.